Willkommen zu All Lost in the Supermarket. Gespräche mit den Braunschweig-Alumni und Arbeitgebern zum Arbeitsmarkt jetzt und in der Zukunft. Mein Name ist Knut Eilborn. Ich bin Mitarbeiter der Servicestelle Alumni und Career. Wir sind der Podcast der Studierenden und Alumni der TU Braunschweig, die Arbeitswelt von heute und morgen erklärt und euch eure Möglichkeiten aufzeigt. Ja, hallo zusammen. Oder besser gesagt, welcome everybody, because today is a special session. And because of that, we have decided to make an exception for our podcast and do this in English today. And since this is a special episode, I'm not going to say that I have two terrific people with me today. I'm going to say I have two highly skilled third country nationals with me. And the names are Miguel and Eric. Hi, you two.
Hi. Hi.
We are going to talk about the experience of international graduates in Germany today, or rather the transition phase into the world of work in Germany. We have a growing number of international students at TU Braunschweig and at other German universities for that rate. And we have associations of employers out there, chambers of commerce, city councils. Lots of people cry out for qualified labor because we have certain mega trends in Germany, an aging population, a shrinking population for one, and then the digitalization, right? Different developments. And we desperately need skilled labor and do not find it. And I wonder why this is so difficult. We have you people in Germany, and today we're going to learn a bit about your experience, I hope, and possibly see clues as to where we can do better as a country, as a university. And maybe we can send out a call to action to German employers even. So let's give it a start. I wonder, Eric and Miguel, what were your intentions to come to Germany after all? Miguel, maybe you start first.
Yeah, so thank you, first of all, for inviting us. I would say I developed the interest quite gradually. I was already a working professional in India. I worked there for 5 years. So I think I wanted more. That was a beginning of me looking for opportunities in specifically in masters. And then Germany did fit really well. So I would say I did consider quality of education, affordability of the education, future opportunities as well to a large extent. So yeah, I would say rationally and intuitively, I landed up this decision of mine coming here.
Okay, thank you very much. How about you, Eric?
Yeah, first, thank you also for inviting me.
Sure.
My situation, it's a little bit different. So I did my high school in Cameroon. And after that, I did not have any opportunity to study in the country. So we had in Cameroon one engineering school with 100 students per year. And you have to take
an entry exam.
Entry exam, okay. Where there are 5,000 candidates for these 100 places. So I wasn't lucky enough to be one of the best, so that I decided to find my way abroad. And why Germany? Is because first, Cameroon was a German colony up to the end of the First World War. And difficult to say that, but Germany still has very good reputation in Cameroon through the fact that everything...
It sounds quite odd, to be honest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, but it's true. So through the fact that even the bridges that has been built in that time are still functional today. Mm-hmm. So that's also, let's say, put also my interest to study in Germany. And so that's how I end up here. I'm not alone. We are almost 25,000 students from Cameroon in Germany. I think from the foreign groups, we are in the top five, mm-hmm. Although it's a small country of 25 million people.
quite interesting. So I now know why you selected Germany as your place of choice. How did you select TU Braunschweig, actually?
I mean, I started my journey in Germany in Ilmenau, in Thuringen, where I learned the German language. Already started in Cameroon at the Goethe Institute, and I continued here where I finished my courses and get the DSH certificate that allowed foreign students to study in German university in German. After that, I started my studies at the TU Kaiserslautern, where I finished the 2 semesters, but I was not really happy with my study there.
If I may just add to this, you said you were an engineer. You are a civil engineer.
Yeah, I was doing also civil engineering in Kaiserslautern, but it was the old diploma courses. But I wanted to change to a bachelor master degree. With the master, after the bachelor, I would still have the chance to change to something different.
Okay.
That's how I ended up at the TU Braunschweig in the third semester. I mean, I also had places at Aachen, Karlsruhe and Hannover, but I somehow really liked the way it's done in Braunschweig. For civil engineer, we have something here that other universities do not have, is this Braunschweiger model. It's a kind of studying à la carte when you are a civil engineer in an ETU Braunschweig, because we have 25 specializations and you have to take 3 or 4 of them. And that's up to your interest. In other universities, they have some domain of application where you have to choose maybe, for instance, geotechnics with construction management, where in Braunschweig you can do it directly if you want or completely separately. I really think that 10 years after finishing my studies, I'm quite successful in my career right now just because of that.
Cool. And you build a bridge to my next question. Would you believe it? You have graduated quite some time ago. You just gave away. And when you think back on the transitioning phase from university to the world of work, what challenges were you facing when you set out to find an employer and a job?
I was lucky enough so that I didn't have any difficulties.
Wow.
I got my job when I was a student. And the reason for that is that I did my master thesis directly at the company where I'm still working.
Which is?
The BGE, at least the subsidiary of the BGE. The BGE is the waste management organization in Germany for the disposal of radioactive waste.
Radioactive waste, yeah.
Yeah, we are located in Peine. And so I did my thesis there and I somehow convince them and start working.
So in terms of applications, no problems for you.
Yeah, I mean, I can
went very smoothly.
Exactly, I can even explain how my my interview for my job interview worked. So we talked almost a half of an hour about the job and also if I fit the work. But really, at the end, he asked me if I did study civil engineering or it didn't matter anymore because I already proved that it was the case.
Did you do this job interview in German or English?
In German.
Wow, he's just sitting here very relaxed telling me he did a job interview in language other than his mother tongue. That's quite impressive, I have to say.
I mean, I studied in German, so for me it was already natural. Also, my thesis, everything was in German. So, and I really think that's the best way to learn the language as a student. You will start with a beginner level, but at the end of your study, you will be already proficient.
It's quite interesting because right now we're seeing a gradual development towards more English-only study programs. So that's maybe a word of caution, not to overdo it in that direction. Miga, you're not quite done with your German studies at any rate, and yet you do have some experience with applying in Germany and may have facing some challenges. What are your experiences there?
Certainly. I'm open to exploring the market in all directions, I would say. Like, I'm in my final stage of my studies.
And would you mind sharing what study program are you in?
Oh, sure. I am doing master's in CSE, that is Computational Sciences and Engineering.
Okay.
And then I'm specializing in machine learning and somewhat data analysis techniques. However, it is supported by my past experience of supply chain management and procurement, and I also had a subject and project in that field. So it is, I would say, multidisciplinary, my study already.
Okay. And you did do an internship, right? Not a mandatory one, but a voluntary one?
Yes. That's actually how I started exploring the market, so to say, because I did my internship last year with Volkswagen in logistics strategy.
Mm-hmm.
So that was interesting. But the one thing I realized is we need experience. It's not only studies, as Eric already said, things get converted. So yeah, as a part of that, it was a great opportunity, and I did my internship.
And did things just fall into place just like with Eric, or how did you go about finding an employer, applying for jobs?
That's a good question. I have had other jobs, as Hebe, for example, where I actually applied. For this internship particularly, I was on an excursion with the supply chain subject. And in the logistics strategy, they particularly wanted to develop a machine learning application.
They shared that during the field trip or the excursion.
Yes, exactly. And I walked up to the person who was arranging it already and talked about my interest, my vision. And it's very convenient when you are face-to-face. It's completely different than applying through CVs. So yeah, for me, the excursion helped me, and we had talks a couple of time, and I had the basic skill set that they needed, so it fell in place.
Do I hear you say that you did not actually file a regular application? Was it just
in
a matter
case,
of talking?
In this case, I did file an application, but I would say after the first talk. So there were discussions, but I would say I met the person before for like 10, 15 minutes in an exchange of our interests. That was actually a triggering point for me.
Okay.
Yeah, after that, good. I am now applying, like filing applications. And that is quite intensive, I would say. That's completely different.
In what regard? Share this.
Okay. I would say writing a right CV itself is a job. You need to, like, in no negative sense, but you need to be very assertive with your CV for every particular position. That's one thing. And I also at times feel that during this online applications, the employers or the recruiters are at times too selective. There are certain criterias. You need to know specific softwares, some specific experience you need to have in some specific industry, and meeting all this are at times difficult. So starting off is difficult.
Okay. It's quite interesting. I see that Eric's listening very attentively, and two very different experiences, right? You somehow had the luck to find your future employer early on, and through the master's thesis or through two study projects, it fell into place. I suppose you too had a side job or several side jobs, and did you have to apply for them? Was there any exposure to application processes otherwise?
Not really. So also okay. In that case, I was quite lucky. First, that I got a position as CV at the university. I learned a lot there. I had great mentor that helped me, let's say, sharp my mind, how to think, how to solve problems. So after that, I did also another internship at Max Burger, which is one of the biggest construction company in Germany. And
did you have to apply for that internship?
also no.
Wow.
Just because our professor, which came to the university, worked there before, so he could arrange
the connections.
Yeah, and that was already related also to my work as here at the university. Also, the contact to the BGE technology where I'm working right now was also based on my work as here at the university, because there were older students or that went through the same institute that worked there, and that's how I managed to organize a master thesis there.
Thank you. I realize you've been with this one employer for a long time. Would you consider this to be pretty much the perfect place of work for you? What makes an attractive employer in your view?
In my position, it's the fact that first we are working very internationally, and then we are working on the most complex engineering structures, engineering project that a civil engineer can deal with.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it's a well-paid job, and we are also have some job security. So for me, those two arguments are not the most important. For me, it's the quality of the job that's
the task that you're handed.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. That's make that very important for me. Yes.
Okay. When you said it's you're working very internationally, did you mean that you work alongside many other internationals there?
This is also true, because in my company we are a group of 40 persons.
Okay.
With I think right now 12 or 14 nationalities already.
Mm-hmm.
But we are also working in international projects. Yes, and that's how we are doing research and development and consultancy for already 20 countries at least.
Okay, interesting. I would like to hand the same question to Mega. Mega, what do you think makes an attractive German employer?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have worked in India. Considering that, I would say the work culture in general. So that is important. Flexibility, I would say, and a sense of belonging. How Eric said, your task, your job, it should be fulfilling. Salaries, working hours, they are important, certainly. Coffee streams, free snacks, they do count, but they are certainly negotiable.
The full Monty. Let's stick with salary for a moment,
mm-hmm.
because it is an important issue for fresh starters in Germany, right? There's this issue of getting a blue card at best, and there's a threshold that you have to meet salary-wise. At the moment, I believe, at least for those jobs that are in particular demands, the threshold is at 45,500 euro, which seems doable, I would say, for an engineer or a natural scientist. But I suppose you're not exactly going for the minimum, right? What would you consider a fair salary?
Oh, wow. If we are talking about a fresher, it's a different thing. If someone is coming with some experience already,
mm-hmm.
then it differs a lot. And the good thing is, I feel that all your internships, your VEC student, they also count to it.
Counts towards the work
salary
experience.
Negotiations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yes, certainly. And they also depend on the place where you are living. Munich is so expensive.
True.
There are places, I would say, where 50,000 is not too bad. But someone with some experience can expect somewhat 60,000 plus,
mm-hmm.
at times even 70,000
plus.
And
we're talking IT sector now, right?
IT sector, mm-hmm. I would, I think they do offer at times even more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's always difficult to make a general statement, right?
Exactly.
Because it, as you say, it depends on so many factors and so difficult. But we came from the question, what makes an attractive employer? And I heard you say other things before you actually came to the topic of...
Exactly. That's why salaries are negotiable, I would say.
Mm-hmm. This is a once-off chance, you guys. If you were to advise German employers what to do better when they want to attract international graduates, any advice?
I can talk about my company, how we are doing that. I think that we are doing that quite great because I mentioned we are very international. So what we do is that we also have colleagues that do not speak German, but we...
Is the first company language then English or is it German?
German is still the first company language.
Okay.
But we are open also for other colleagues that are not yet proficient in the language. But what we do is that we are financing their courses, German courses.
So intensive language courses,
exactly,
that is.
Exactly, so that they, over the time they will improve. Yes, the company should also be open to these kind of things. We know that German companies tend to be very conservative. And so we need to be a little bit dynamic in order to accept things like that. So, but I would say a kind of flexibility concerning the language, the culture is what might help foreigners to first be integrated into the group.
Right. Intercultural competence, a big topic in itself. Have you guys ever encountered situations where you felt very awkward or where you clearly could tell that German ways differ a lot from what you are used to?
I would say I had a couple of completely different experiences. Like one of my initial jobs, which was in a store, was very harsh in terms of acceptance of any kind of, like, even if I had to request them a repetition of what they are saying, it was difficult. Whereas the team I had during Volkswagen or with my professors, it's completely different. And I could not imagine I'm living in the same city and two extremely different people. Like in Volkswagen, I had people who, one of the team members, if I can talk specifically about, he could not speak fluent English and would still give it an effort explain it to me. I would say, try it in German. And he would say, oh, I want to improve my English or stuff like that. They would make it so light. I would not feel embarrassed or feeling out of the team. It never happened. That was a huge thing. I would say for that instant, many people in TU Braunschweig, including my course coordinator, there are professors who are very approachable.
That is TU Braunschweig, But in the work context and employment
in employer
context,
as well, I would say.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Eric? Was there ever a situation where you felt awkward or where you thought this is something I have to get used to?
Not at work, things like that happened, but mostly in a very different context. Something that I will not consider to be a kind of experience to share. But when I see just how I got from my time to the at the university till my time at work, how I got supported by my colleagues over the course of my now 18 years in Germany, I will say that I have a great experience here.
That's very encouraging. Wow. I really love to hear that because you always sense something must go terribly wrong or the employers do not see as many applications of international graduates as they want to. So you always suspicion something is going terribly wrong, either in the application phase or in the onboarding or actually work phase. Mm-hmm. It's very encouraging to hear that.
I need to see that the language, speaking German, it's important.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important. English alone, in my opinion, it's not enough to get well integrated in the work area. So the fact that I somehow, let's say, studied 6 years in German and start working in German, of course, help for the integration. So that's
thank you very much for sharing
some, let's say, some negative experience in that for some foreign student that get some difficulties later on.
Mm-hmm. Now, the listeners need to know that I talked to Eric before, briefly before we recorded the session, and we did this in German, and I was extremely impressed by his level of German proficiency. I needed to share this because we're doing this in English today, but I could easily imagine how well at ease you feel in your place of work, even if you communicate in German there. Mm. How about the language issue in your case, Megan?
It was quite difficult because I started learning German.
It's a tough language, right? I don't envy you guys.
And even if you know things, it takes another level of effort to understand the colloquial language, to get along well in a complete culture or a team. You cannot express it as confidently. At times you feel like you are a different person while speaking German.
Mm-hmm.
So during interviews, during day-to-day talks, even if you understand things, it takes, I would say, years to get at ease with this language. And that's a huge barrier.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad we brought that up because there's a lot of talk on language barrier, and I think it's a good piece of advice to live up to the challenge and try to master the languages as best as possible. I would ask both of you to not leave this room without sharing some advice with our current students. I mean, Mega, you are still a student, but you're one foot out the door, so to speak. If you were to advise a student on how to prepare for job entry in a German labor market, how would you advise people to go about this?
So I would say first, learn the language, learn the culture. So by saying learning the culture, I mean also mean that there are some specificities to the German way of life that are important. So we discussed the fact that in other cultures, people are not really open to ask questions to older people, for instance. So that's things that can be crucial when you get into the job market where we are expecting that from you. So learning the culture also means that I know that there are some courses of how the German culture is or what should be taken into consideration where you are in a very German specific context. There are some courses like that that I really think that might help foreign students.
Right. Normally, even the career service for which I work offers these courses at times, right? Communicating in a professional context, for example, where you may even be familiarized with the fact that it's expected of you to speak up, right? And speak your mind and offer a counter position at times, which may feel odd.
Yeah. So that's why I come to the second advice. I would recommend any student right now do all your thesis and student projects at companies. That's where you get into contact with the Germans and you learn directly how to behave in this context. I think it's very important to do that. So that I'd learn how to fit into that quite easily and
enough exposure.
Exactly.
Prior exposure.
Yeah. And based on that, I get the support that I needed from them.
Perfect.
The last advice I can tell to all French students here, try to do 10% more than the average, just to put all chances on your side. I would say that it's not discrimination, but if you are two people having the same skill set, and it might happen that you may not be to the preferred candidate due to the fact that the German colleague, which is culturally better fit, culturally will be preferred for things like that. So this is my personal strategy that I always try to do more that I must, just to advance in the same track anyway.
I suppose. Yeah. I heard diligence, I had hard work, going the extra mile, I suppose.
Yeah.
And taking an active stance. Miguel, how about you? What's your advice for current students?
Apart from that, one advice will continue coming in: learn German as soon as possible. Then what I would suggest from my current experience, when we talk about students, start application as early as possible. Don't wait for vacations.
Okay.
Secondly,
are you saying doing things in parallel, not one after the other?
Exactly. And at times I would say there are many foreign students who want to focus on their studies and grade.
Mm-hmm.
As Eric said, learning the culture starts from internship, and it will take you some time before you land your first job. As I said earlier, before any experience, landing the first one is the most difficult one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that would be one thing. The second could be, don't assume things. I have seen that in Germany, you can ask for and ask about almost anything. Just be polite and don't be offended if you hear a no in response. We have courses like argumentation and discussions in Sprachzentrum.
Mm-hmm.
That also I feel I have missed upon. You have to be really disciplined to explore everything. And the third one, easier said than done. Don't be disheartened by rejections. You will find good people, really good ones. But you might need to be patient about it and just look for them. You can find it in your coordinators, in your professors at first, and then keep looking for people until you find your comfort area.
Very nice. I find this very astute.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, ever so often people come to the career service with their stories of rejection and disappointment. And it's not nice, right? Nobody loves being rejected. But there can be so many different reasons, and hope for a bit of luck, maybe too, Eric.
Yeah, sure.
And then things will fall into place. Is there anything we should have been talking about? I think there's one thing that we haven't hit upon, and that's the whole issue of legal status and visa. Any advice around that, maybe, to finish off?
Yeah, certainly. It's I would say it's case to case, and
Start early with that too, I would say, right?
Start early with
factor
everything
in that
manner. But yeah, at times you can also go for legal advices that many students, I would say,
where would you go for that?
We have ASA, where
ASTA?
You can
mm-hmm.
find a
mm-hmm.
lawyer or at least people in panel who can guide you to the next steps. Legal things are not always fighting. It's always suggestions and considerations which you can find around you.
I would say just to round this off, going for a job seeker visa is probably the safest thing for the time being, right? And if you do this in time, all you need to do is factor in enough time, and you need to have proof of a German degree, which you guys should be able to come up with, plus some proof to that you're able to finance your own cost of living, because as the name of the visa implies, you may seek a job, but you're not allowed to actually work during that time, and then transition from a job seeker visa to a blue card. This is the regular way that you would probably try to go for.
Yeah. So as I said, I did not experience any of that. So I just switched from student to worker without.
Are you then a blue card holder?
Yes. I mean, normally the limit that you mentioned of 45,000, that's for people that come from abroad with their.
This is for third country people, right? Because it's the precondition for the legal status.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I was above when I started back mm-hmm. then, so that I did not consider that. But the only thing that I can maybe just say again is that the best way to avoid those situations is to start by entering companies, enterprises, has internship, and try to find your way directly through that. Do as much as you can. Start with the applications directly when you are still students. Learn how to do things right. Fail early so that you don't have to do it when you finish your studies.
Right. And be patient with German bureaucracy if need be.
Yes, certainly. Generally, it works so, as soon as you are done with your master thesis and you get your certificate from the university,
mm-hmm.
you you need to apply for job seeking visa. I would say it's just a procedure, and you get job seeker's visa for 18 months.
Do you go to the immigration office, or how do you go about this?
Yes, I think you need to write Ausländer Behörde, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a part of process, and the best would be if you have a job directly during or after your master thesis, then you can apply for a blue card and skip a lot of transactions.
Mm-hmm.
However, if you need to have time before finding a job after your thesis, you can apply for job seeker's visa. It's very much doable. And then you have 1.5 years of time before you land your job.
The ultimate goal should be the blue card. And
yes.
Right. Then we have that settled as well. Well, thank you guys for being here. It was a pleasure. Thank you very much for sharing your experience. And all the best for the two of you. I hope we'll see you around at TU Braunschweig at some time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you so much. It was a great time here.
Das war All Lost in the Supermarket. Gespräch mit TU Braunschweig Alumni und Arbeitgebern zum Arbeitsmarkt jetzt und in der Zukunft. Mein Name ist Knut Alborn, Mitarbeiter der Servicestelle Alumni und Career. Wenn es euch gefallen hat, unbedingt wieder reinhören. Wir produzieren ständig neue Folgen und auch gerne weitererzählen unter euren Freunden und Kommilitonen. Denn wir sind ein Netzwerk, eine Community, eine TU Braunschweig.